Hey, beautiful beings. Welcome so much to the Hendy Show, where we are going to dive into our deep wounds and explore religious trauma and learn how to regrow roots that work for us and create our own identities and to be bold enough and brave enough to craft and pave our own unique way. And so in these episodes, you are going to explore all religions and learn how to heal through sacred tools and psychedelic healing. I am so excited for all the thought leaders that you're going to meet and all the brilliant minds that are going to come together in order to help you understand your experience more and learn how to find yourself within this realm of human life. Thank you so much for listening. I honor you for joining us today. Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast. Today is going to be a bit different because it's actually going to be just me and my thoughts, and particularly my thoughts on covering your hair as a religious Jew. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I've been getting so much feedback around, Hendy, we love your podcast. We love your podcast. I shared your podcast. Oh my God, I'm listening to your podcast. And I'm like, whoa, there's like legit only two of them out that are up and out there. And so I'm going to be featuring amazing women on here that specifically, you know, dive into religious trauma, how to stay authentically connected to who we are as a Jewish woman, but in our own way, and how do we give ourselves permission to know what our way is and then have the confidence to live that way. And so today I'm going to explore all about hair covering for me, which is interesting because I actually covered my hair for 7 years. And I did not wear a wig at that time. I had a limiting belief at that time that wigs were not okay. And the reason why I felt that way at that time was because wigs just made women really sexy and really hot and really beautiful. And for some strange reason, I had a belief that we should be hiding our beauty. So, you know, that's where I was holding. I so don't relate to that today, obviously. And it's really interesting how our beliefs can change, right? But there was a time where I believed that the idea of head covering was to not be so beautiful, like knockout. And so for me, wearing a wig, besides for the side note, I could not have afforded that at that time because wigs were extremely expensive and there were not many alternative options. So that was probably subconscious reason of why I made up that belief in the first place. Let's have a little accountability. But yeah, I covered my hair for 7 years with something called a mitpachat or a tichel, or you can call a headscarf. And there were times that I really enjoyed it, that I felt beautiful in it, that I felt like a queen. And I would tell people, this is my crown. This protects my energy. This is my crown. This protects my energy, my crown chakra. So there was, you know, lots of things that I would say to myself to make me feel like I like covering my hair. But then I found myself in this situation where I was getting a divorce, and I was getting a divorce for really good reasons. It was time. My husband at the time was not showing me signs of growth and evolution. And if we're not growing, we're dying. So I wasn't going to go down with him. So when I came to my divorce after 7 years of marriage, I had to decide, like, am I going to continue covering my hair or am I going to uncover my hair? And most women that actually live around me, once they get divorced, they continue to cover their hair. But I just knew that it's time for me to uncover my hair because I'm not going to be married anymore. And anyways, I really don't know if I like doing this anymore. I don't know if this is so me, but there's a sad truth that happened that I'm going to be honest with you about. When I started to take off my scarf, my hair was bald. In many different areas, there was bald spots because I would wear heavy scarves and wear it tight, and I never went to the beach and uncovered my hair, so it wasn't seeing the sun. I wasn't giving it love. I wasn't really brushing it. I mean, I would brush it, but I would just basically brush it to put in a pony to tie on a tight scarf, and my hair wasn't healthy. And it was not only, that was like one part of it. The second part was that I didn't feel beautiful with my hair. I felt more beautiful with the meat pachat. So I felt like I was balding and I didn't feel confident, and I felt like I was ugly. I wasn't sure what I was gonna, how I was, I didn't, I was scared what other people were gonna think. Were people gonna judge me? Like, I remember seeing other women that weren't covering their hair and they just seemed like aliens, like super foreign and super not religious. And like, I would never even think they have a spiritual side. I was that, the very limiting beliefs back then, people, that I'm opening up with you about for the sake of this conversation. And so, and I was very extreme, all right? So I didn't feel beautiful and I was very insecure. So even after I got divorced, I was still wearing a headband to cover my bald spots and a wig, and slowly took off the wig, showed the half of my hair. And then I remember the day I walked outside without my hair covering on. I was practicing Chinese medicine at the time. I was learning it and I was in my internship years of acupuncture. And I was leaving the clinic and I just said, what if I, and my house was like three blocks down. So I said, what if I could just make it from the clinic to my house? Like, what if, without my hair covering on? Like, and I lived in Sfat in the old city. So you could just imagine walking in the clinic, out of the clinic, in the key car, you know, you're probably going to bump into 16 people you know. So for me, that was huge, okay? I was like walking into Times Square without your hair covering, okay? And I just remember taking off my headband, putting it in my bag, and just walking really freaking fast. Please don't see anyone. Please don't see anyone. And I made it home without seeing anyone. And I remember feeling so relieved that nobody saw me without my hair covering. And I just decided I'm going to do this. And I did it. And it was difficult because people saw me and, you know, and I felt shame and I wasn't sure. And the worst part was that I was balding. And people said things like, you know, that annoying person that I'm not going to say her name because we're on my podcast, but that one person that doesn't mind making anyone feel uncomfortable and saying what's on their mind, like, whoa, girl. So she just walked up to me. Yes, that one person in your life that you really hope you don't bump into. And she's like, oh, you look so nice. Oh my God, you're balding. Are those bald spots? And I'm just like, yes. And I'm hoping they'll go away when I show my hair to the sun. And that was like really when I felt so insecure, right? Turns out I end up meeting my husband like that week, my now beautiful husband, that week. And honestly, he thought I was beautiful, so it was obviously in my head, right? I'm sure I was beautiful, and so the main thing is that I really was beautiful, and my hair was beautiful. There was some bald spots, but I was beautiful. I just lost connection to feeling beautiful in my own skin, to knowing I'm beautiful, because I haven't seen myself with hair outside, thriving, flowing in a very long time. So losing that connection with my inner beauty and outer beauty, I think that was what was really hard for me. I think that that was the biggest moment where I was like, oh shit, like I'm uncomfortable being myself. I wouldn't uncover my hair around women either. I felt secure hiding in my wrap. And if we would go to the beach, I wouldn't want to uncover my hair. It was like, for me, it became this security blanket, I guess we can call it, but I was hiding myself. And actually at this time I became friends with a Muslim woman from Akbara, which is the Muslim neighborhood right outside of Sfat, with beautiful, peaceful, amazing human beings. And my good friend, okay, her name is Irene. She at the time was confused and deciding whether she should wear a hijab or not. And when she told me she decided not to wear a hijab, I was so happy for her because to me, I loved her hair. She has such beautiful hair. Why should she cover it in a hijab? I loved that Irene was modern. I loved that she was forward thinking. I loved that she was just herself and reaching out and making friends with people like me, and just who she was, who she is, inspires me. So when I realized that I'm so happy for her, that she's choosing not to wear a hijab and to just be her authentic self and live her Islamic life in her way, that actually reflected back onto me, like, I have a choice too. And me choosing to not cover my hair doesn't make me not a Jew or not religious. It's just a choice from a modern woman in 2020 practicing her human rights as to how she would like her style to be. And nobody should, you know, and I felt my joy for Irene to not wear a hijab became my joy to myself for not having to wear a tichel or a shaitel or anything like that. And just remembering that I have that choice and I'm still a faithful Jew and I'm still, you know, Orthodox in my own way, just not able to surrender to that type of law. Which takes me into a whole nother topic, which this is like, where could or should Judaism on some level be reformed? And like, that's a triggering concept, because if we believe it can't be reformed or shouldn't be reformed, then we're really obligated to live by all the laws that were set before us, which there are some pretty extreme laws. Like, there are some extreme laws that many of you would not agree to these days. Like, there's laws that would be violations of human rights, right? For example, the get process. We all agree on this platform, and if you disagree, please write me, but most women agree that we should reform the process of get so that a woman has to, in Jewish law, a woman has to be permitted and given a get before by her divorce in order to ever have relations with another man again. And if her husband withholds this get from her, she is considered in a guna, in shackles. She cannot be with other men. It is in his power. Her future is in his power. Her fate lies in his hands, which would be a complete human violation and needs to be reformed, as well as the kinyan, right? As ownership, someone owning. Like, I can't even say ba'ali. I say ben zug sheli. I don't have an owner. Okay, now we're getting very, very feminist. But the feminist, the Shulchan Aruch was written before the feminist movement. None of these rabbis considered communicating with the females in the community to discuss how this makes them feel. It wasn't written out of empathy and love. The Shulchan Aruch was written to preserve Judaism out of fear that it will be lost, right? So at the same time, and I know I'm making very, very strong statements here, which, by the way, I could be wrong. So sister, if you're like having a reaction, enlighten me. Please enlighten me as to, can we reform certain things in Jewish law that violate human rights? So I very much feel that the head covering, the tichel, the shaitel, the whatever it is that you choose, to have to wear it, to not have a choice and to be seen as not religious if you don't, I believe is oppressive. I believe it's oppressive to the modern female. And I believe that because of where our society is, and because of the function that the female plays in our society, she should be given a choice. If you're sporty and you're into fitness and you're running and you're sweating and you're running marathons, and there are women that do this covering their hair and they win and they are awesome and I support them all the way. That is the coolest thing. But if someone just says that this is not supporting my role, that I cannot cover my hair, it's too hard for me, then they should be given that right and they should be honored and accepted within our community. For example, for me, I don't cover my hair because I will A, go bald, B, I'll lose connection with my inner beauty and my hair and my sensual, sexual goddess in me. So the answer would be no, I cannot do that to myself. I am not a sacrifice. It took me a very long time to realize that I am not a sacrifice. I'm not a sacrifice to religion. I'm not a sacrifice for my family. I'm not a sacrifice to my husband. I am no one's sacrifice. I am my own person. I need emotional, mental, physical, and mental well-being. And that always comes first, right? It always comes first. Your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. And I know that for me to cover my hair would make me feel, you know, inauthentic. It would be a hassle for me. I, you know, would have to invest a lot of money in a wig. Then I'll have to take care of it, maintain an upkeep. I'd have to, I don't know, figure out how to maintain my hair health. And I'd also feel in a box. I would feel boxed in. And I wouldn't feel so free, like to get on a motorcycle and drive, or to jump into the Kinneret anytime I want. And I don't, you know, so for me, it's been about 4 years that I have been letting my hair down. I love that song, you know, girl, let your hair down. I forgot the rest of it. And so it's been 4 years of me showing my hair, and I really feel that I look really beautiful. I feel beautiful. My kids think I'm much more beautiful. You know, everyone agrees I got more beautiful. And then I dyed my hair blonde, which was so cool. And I'm really liking that. So yeah, it's been a journey for me. And I'm sure there are, you know, I don't really think about, now that I'm talking out loud, like I don't think about covering my hair. I feel really comfortable with where I'm at, but I don't feel part of a community. So have that in mind. Once you uncover your hair, this is the part that I would like to be reformed within Judaism, because when you don't cover your hair, at least in my experience, I kind of lost connection with an entire community of people who do cover their hair. And I don't know if it just happened also because I changed a lot of things in my life, but I think there is an element of, you know, that the religious community, the hair covering community, can run in packs. And obviously we're women that won't run with the wolves, and we should run in packs, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm sure that there are people that are not in a pack, and there are, like, you know, many different types of friendships. So I don't want to stereotype or judge if you are an interesting group of women, but for the most of all, for the general, right? So have in mind that you uncovering your hair can make many people feel uncomfortable. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure coming from the husbands and how they're going to have to face the community if you uncover your hair. Your children's schools. I mean, oh my God, the pressure never ends. This is the part that needs to be reformed, and it needs to be a choice. And it doesn't mean that you're not religious if you're not covering your hair. It just means that you're a modern feminist, decided that there's time and change and reform, and it's happening now, and we won't have this anymore. Hello, just like we won't have the get. Like, it's the same thing. Like, we won't allow this get Uguna situation. And we also won't be wearing this with this tichel wig hijab burqa. Like, no, 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 no. On all levels, no, 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 no. Take that and put that back in your own hands. And I release that to the universe. Like, because, and you know when you feel that way. You know when you're like, done. This ain't happening anymore. All right, so I think we reached about 20 minutes on hair covering, which I'm hoping that we're going to have Zeldy up on this podcast in about a week or two or a month, who knows, because I'm just going with the flow here, people. But Zeldy actually uncovered her hair, and she is a Schädelmacher, so she sells wigs. So I'm so curious about her perspective on hair covering and whether she finds it somewhat oppressive or not. That could be very controversial. I should ask her if she even wants to talk about that. But I know she's a big believer in following your own way and your own path. So I just think that's really cool, and I'm excited to explore with her how she feels about that. Thank you so much for listening to my thoughts and feelings. Oh my God, that is so cool. I just had a whole therapy appointment with myself on my phone. God bless everyone.